at the Mishnah. It's page 34. A woman who took a nether to become a zira, the fish has bamta, she set aside her animal, and then her husband nullified her vow. If the animal is states of a tirbeda, then the animal may go out and graze as if it was never sanctified. Because the Gemara is going to explain why that is. If the animal is hers, hachatos tamus. It was the one she designated to be her chatos must die. The ola, the one she designated to be the ola. To call a ola means can be the sacrifice is an ola. Instead of being ola schova, it's an ola sadova. Instead of being mandatory, it's now a voluntary ola. Similarly, ushlamim. The karma is supposed to be a shlamim. You call a shlamim, can be brought instead of a mandatory shlamim as a voluntary shlamim. They are eaten for one day. And they do not require bread. Okay, just like any other shlamim. Normally, a shlamim bought by a nazir requires bread accompanying it. But since this is no longer the shlamim of a nazir, since her nether was canceled by her husband, so therefore, Einatunim Lechem does not require bread. Hoylamo Stumi, what if she had money allocated but not yet specified for the specific korbanos of the three korbanos? Then Yiplu Nadova, they go to buy olos as a gift to the Beis Hamikdash. Most mifurashim, if the money had already been allocated for the specific, designated for specific korbanos, then the mei chatos, the money she designated to be the chatos, yechu liyam hamelach, that money has to be buried or thrown to the Dead Sea. You can't have any benefit from it. Lo nanin, velo moly. Now that they benefit from it, but on the other hand, since it can never come to fruition as a korban, there is no me'ilah. There's no problem with using the abusing the money in terms of milah, because milah is only money which may potentially come to fruition as a korban. Demei ola, the money set aside to be an ola. Yaviu ola, they should use to bring an ola. Umalim boem, it says that the ola can still be brought from that for those funds, so therefore there's both still meila. Demei shlamim, the money set aside for shlamim. Yaviu shlamim, they bring for shlamim. The shlamim, there's no meal on the money. There's only meal once the korban is sacrificed, not prior to the sacrifice of the korban. All the other korbanos until such time as they are sacrificed, there's meila. Until Zrika Saddam, actually, by shlamim, the meila Torah starts only when the korban is sacrificed. The shlamim bread is eaten for one day. Ve'entu in lechem, it does not require any bread. Okay. Says the Gemara. Right. Why is that paradoxical? Because it's void, there's no mila. Right. But there's no iser mila. Iser mila is contingent on the ultimate use as a korban. Right? Not on iser anah. Kinder also by anah don't always generate mila. If you have avodah zarah, it's also by anah, but there's no mila involved. Mila specifically where the funds may someday be used by the Beis HaMikdash to buy korbanos or better kabayas or something like that. Maybe something generic like you loyidbuk, yeah, something generic like loyidka, loyidbuk, luchamuwa, minacherim. No, don't use any forbidden funds. Not a specific love I'm aware of. Okay? So says the Gemara, holy Kaddish Kacha, if she consecrates her korban, it becomes Kaddish. How come? It's not really hers. Anything she owns is under obligation to her husband. Right? Like we're learning Ksuvis now. So how could she become Makadish Kamakdish Korbanos? So Ela B'Shanosel Acher Matona. This is about a case where somebody else gave her a gift of a cow, of a sheep, obviously. Barbalan said to her, Amanash Lo Yela Balech Rishus Bain, on the condition that your husband has no authority over them. Shalohein. Now, on the other hand, what about in the next case? The next case in the Mishnah talks about, well, actually the previous case talks about where she set aside a korban from his herd. Shalohin, the Gemara asks, is it hers to set aside? How to write does she have to set aside korbanos from his herd? Amar Ramatani, or Ramatani said yes. B'mashletes al nechosov. The generally speaking, actually, is the way marriage works. That you give your wife authorization, control over your property. V'imbal micha, if however he comes and protests, lo kitcha, then the kedusha is null. V'imlav, if not kitcha, then the kedusha is valid. So here too, since he was made for the neder, that's why the kedusha she applied to the animal from his herd is nullified. But had he not been made for the neder, the kedusha applied to the animal from his herd would be valid. Okay. Over there, you find. Now, this is talking about a chacha. This is talking about an individual who was no der nazir later in the next parrot, and he goes to a chacham, and the chacham is matir of the neder. So in that case, we say tira beder. You say that it goes out and grazes, right? V'koat amar achim. But here you say. Even after the afara takes place, the chatas has to die, and the oil and shlomi are brought as voluntary karbanos. How come? If later on, when a guy is matir's neder, we say the karbanos revert to chulin. Here too, why don't the karbanos revert to chulin altogether? So says the gemara, top of the yud ches mid aleph, tamon there hazokin oikras haneder meikaro. A zokin, when a chacham is matir neder, he undermines the neder retroactively and completely. Bramach, however, ain't oikim likano lahabo. Here he only is oker from here on in. By Baal's mefer, it's only from here on in. So actually, her nazirus was a valid nazirus for some time. So therefore, the korban cannot be disregarded and returned to the flock as is. Rather, it has elements of a valid korban. That's why it had the chatas says to die, and the other korbanos are brought as voluntary. Now, it's important to know the machlokas between the Rogachev and everybody else, basically. Although I think the Rogachev is correct in this, there's elsewhere in Shas is a machlokas when a husband is made for his wife's nedarim. Is it retroactively or is it from here on in? And it seems here that the Yerushalmi is taking sides and saying it's from here on in, right? It's not retroactively. Well, that's good if, you know, you hold that way consistently throughout Shas. But there's a contradiction in the Rambam and probably other Rishonim where it seems like another Nedarim he holds that the husband works retroactively. And here he accepts the Gemara which says that the husband works from here on in. So actually the Rogachev wants to say that the Hafaras Nazirus of a Nazira by a husband is a special parameter the Torah gave. It's not the standard Hafara. The standard Hafara, in fact, might work retroactively. Those in Adorim of Inui Nefesh, or Adorim Beinol Beinah, Adorim which have to do with her, with afflictions of her soul, or Adorim which reflect their relationship. And it's possible that Nazir also affects their relationship. But Nazir has yet another puzzle to be learned out from. The pasuk which Nazir is learned out from is the pasuk of which Umar is going to bring down momentarily. And therefore, it might have different parameters. Let's see that pasuk. Mi mefer shalev. First of all, the Gemara asks, in the second line, who nullifies that which is upon her? Now, two pshatim here, what does eshalev mean? One pshat is that of the Noam Yushalmi, who says that who makes her hair permitted? In other words, the hair which she grows is kadosh. It says the hair is kadosh, and as aser bana, who permits that hair again? How much makes that hair ois kadosh? But that's not what most of the farshim say. Most of the farshim explain who it means who undermines the karbanos. In other words, once he sanctifies she sacrifices the karbanos. Maybe Taka, he's not allowed to be made for the Nazirus. He has to let it go to fruition. Because the Karbanos already set aside. Who gives him the right to undermine the Karbanos which were set aside? Okay? How do we know that he has such a right? Me maybe Shalom, Rabbi Sukhina, Xeris Hakosavi. It's a Xeris Hakosavi. And here, it should be a pasuk. The Chariot so changes it. It should be the pasuk which says in Bamidbar, Lepar, Klam, Pasuk test, Veferes Nidra. Asher Olea. Okay, instead of Veferes Nidra, or maybe just before that, I should say, Veferes Nidra Asher Olea, he's matir the nether Asher Olea. Now, Asher Olea has several meanings. Asher Olea can literally mean the Nazirus, that which is upon her, right? Upon her means the growth of hair. It could also mean Asher Olea she's made for the base nether, which is Nazirus, and also the accoutrements with Kometin, which are here the Karbanos. Net Nidra and Asher Aleha besides that. What's the Asher Aleha? Not just the base nether of Nazirus, but also the Karbanos, which are required concomitantly. Okay? Mishu Fishu Mefer as Nidra, Mishu Efer Nidra, who Mefer Masha Aleha. He who undermines the nether undermines also that which is upon her. Tan, okay, so that's how we know that it can be made for a nether, it can be made for also the Karbanos upon her. And again, to the Rosh Hashanah, it's not the regular halacha for the Dorim. It's unique halacha, which has to do with Nazirus. Okay? We'll have to see if that bears out throughout the Gemara further. Probably doesn't say anything. Yeah, no, it doesn't bring down this puzzle. That's my leafing through today. I didn't notice that brings it down. Tani, we learned. Ain't tunim lo lecha v'lo zor. Now, the shlomim not only does not require bread, it also doesn't require the cooking of the arm. The halacha is by a nazir. When a nazir becomes Torah and you bring the shlomim, the arm is supposed to be cooked. The arm of not the nazir's arm. The korban's arm. Okay? So there's a special halacha supposed to cook it in a pot over the hair, which is burnt underneath it. The nazir's hair is burnt underneath the pot. So there's no such halacha, obviously, if the nether is nullified, right? Rabun Barachia, Braid Rav Shimon. Sort of question exactly what the Gear says, whether it's supposed to be Rabun Barachia, Braid Rav Shimon, or somebody else. But anyway, let's just leave it like this. Boy, yeah, Shlomim Boim Lachar Misa Maushi Tanu Lechem. Now, there are two pshatim here. One pshat is the Shai Torah Tzitzrol's pshat, which makes the Bavli and Yerushalmi work out. But we don't like making Bavli and Yerushalmi's work out. We like making them argue, right? So therefore, we're going to learn like the Korban Eder that they argue. So like the Korban Eder, it says, if you beat, she died as a Nazira. She died in her Naziris. Her Shlomi comes after her death. Mao Shitanu Lechem. Do we say since she died in the zero, so you bring bread? Do we say since she ain't no longer out to sacrifice the Karbanos, so there's no bread to accompany the Karban? Okay? So it says, the Gemara, Chazar Amar, he turned around and said, V'chein b'chein. Let's talk about when she's alive. Now, when she's alive, the case is talking about, again, according to Korban Eder, the Shai Torah, so a different shot. But according to Korban Eder, we're talking about the case where a Nazir set aside her Karbanos and they got lost. And she brought other ones instead. It can be a male Nazir, too. And he brought other ones instead. And then they found the first ones. So the first ones get sacrificed, those out bread, right? Because they're not the Karbanos Chov anymore, right? So in that case, he was a Nazir. And the Kapara was set aside for Nazirus, but since the Kapara was no longer a necessary Kapara, because you already achieved it elsewise, so therefore there's no bread. Here too, after death, there's no, as well, the same thing would be true. So that's what he says. Oh no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. No. Sorry. It says here, no. That the second time around, they're not necessary, and nonetheless, you do bring bread. Sorry, you do bring bread. Even still, they require bread, right? Here too, after death, tunim lechem, they require bread. They require bread as well. Now, the Bavli holds fakir. The Bavli holds that if she dies in the Nazirus, and you bring the shlomi after death, there is no lechem, because she's no Nazir. She's not a Nazira anymore. She's dead, right? Like, yesh Nazir bekever. But there's this way we say, she's dead, it doesn't require bread anymore. And so therefore he wants to say that the comparison of the Ushami is not to a Nazir who lost his Karbaras, but rather to a Nazira whose Nazirus was canceled, where there is no bread. But again, according to the Korban Eder, Yerushalmi's conclusion is that this Nazir who died in his Nazirus is like a Nazir who lost his Karbanos, and the Nazir who lost his Karbanos replaced Karbanos, and then brings his original Karbanos after they are found, does bring bread on both sets of Karbanos, and so to the Nazir after death, when we bring his Karbanos on behalf, then bread is brought as well. Okay? So that would be a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether in the Nazirus, according to the Korban Eder, it says katunim lechem, that that would be a machlus by Lushami if the nazirus continues after death or not. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Pshita Rabbi Bumbarchir, Rabbi Chiyam, Rabbi Bumbarchir knew very clearly. Vishlami Aboim Laachar Afora, that Shlomi which comes after Hafora, not after death, not after a loss, but after the Nizira had and the Zeros canceled. So then, that's clear. Shein Tunim Lechem, that it does require bread. Ma Ben Misa, Ma Ben Afora. This clearly indicates that the Korban Eder, that Misa and Afora are different. I don't really know why the Shai Teretz Yisrael learned the way he did to reconcile the Baal from the Yerushalmi, because obviously it seems quite clear from the Yerushalmi that there's a distinction between after Hafara and after Misa. And after Hafara, there is no bread after the Baal nullifies. But after Misa, there is bread, again, clearly arguing on the Baal. So ma ben afora, ma ben misa, ma ben afora. Me, what's the distinction? Misa, where she died, for nearly toil lechem. These korbanos were ready, suitable to get have bread brought with them. Afora, in the case where the nether was undermined, lo nirulei toil lechem. The bread was there; they're never suitable to have bread. Period. New issue. Tani. Let's say the woman became, was a Nazira, this is a cool case actually, and again a Machlokas Bav Yushalmi, the Rambam passes like Yushalmi in this case. The woman became a Nazira Tmeya, and then her husband was Mefer. So a Nazira Tmeya brings an Osho, and two birds, right? So what happens if a Nazira, she became a Nazira Tmeya, and then her husband was Mefer, can she bring the Osho? Okay? Now of course she didn't set aside yet, she doesn't. But she set it aside before the husband was made for her neder. So then they should bring the Osho. Okay? So it says, Tani Osho lach afora, what about Oshem after afora? Ein Oshem lach miso. Well, there is no Oshem after death. Meaning meso, once she's dead, ein Oshem. Makor, if you don't sacrifice an Oshem. An Oshem's like a chatos. After death, you don't sacrifice the chatos for a person. They're burning in hell for whatever sin they committed. The chatos doesn't do them any good anymore, right? Oshem, the same thing. It's basically the same thing. Shlomi, you can sacrifice after death. Ola after death, but not chatos. And not Oshem. So there's no Oshem after death. What about after Afara, right? So, Ein Oshem Achamiso, Meso Ein Oshem Akarev, Hefer Lo Ashem Akarev. Nevertheless, in Hefer Lo, the Hashama is Korim. Mesa in Hashama Korim. If she dies, then you don't bring the Hashem. Shein Hashem Korim Lachar Misa no Hashem after death. Hefer Lo, what if you were made for her? Then Hashama Korim. Hashem can be sacrificed. Why? Because Shein Hashem Baba Tala Kazeh. There's no Hashem for naught in this case. Now, a couple of Pshatim here. The Pnei Moshe explains that it means that, look, there was a time when she was in the Nazira Tmeya. Since Hafara works from here on in, not retroactively. So therefore, the time she was in the Nazira Tmeya was real. So therefore, you can't deny its reality, so it's not an Oshem for naught, as long as, of course, she's still alive. That's the way the Venetian Oshem learns, which is nice. The Karmanator learns slightly differently. Karmanator learns that an Oshem in and of itself can always come in a Sophic. Because there's the concept of what kind of Oshem? Hashem Toli, right? Hashem Toli comes on a Sufi, you're not sure if you're coming out of there or not. So therefore that means, and there's a Gemara in Krisus which says that Bava ben Buta, we don't pass him like him, but Bava ben Buta would bring an Hashem Toli every day, maybe committed an Avera today, right? So therefore, the year two, in the Zira, the Hashem we see doesn't have the same parameters to generate the required responsibility built, to bring it. It's almost like a Shlomi. You can almost volunteer it. So therefore, here too, see, even though the Baal is Mefer, nevertheless, she can bring an Oshem, because an Oshem requires less of less antecedents in order to bring it. Okay? So,
in logical terms, I would say the person she did is like closure. You know, we need closure on this situation.
The Pnei Moshe. Yeah.
She was a Nazir Tmeya, and even though it was Mefer, she needs closure on it.
It could be. It's nice. I don't know if that's what more meant. I doubt it, but it's a nice drush. Okay. Says when a Tamitz Nina learns over there, Moshe Nazirim L'Nazirim. Now you have a collective. There was a Nazir fund in the Beis HaMikdash. It was like one of these pushkas. Anybody wants to help support the Nazirim, this is the place to put the money to support the Nazirim. So if there's leftover money, the Pushkin goes to other Nazirim, right? Most of the Nazirim would have specific Nazir set aside money. So then, Lenatov, it goes to voluntary korbanos if it's leftover. Amar Rav Chisa, Chisa said, there's a catch there. Vusha karva chatoso basof. If it's the last korban to be sacrificed, is the chatos. So once he sacrificed the oil, he sacrificed the shlamim, or he brought it, then brought the shlamim, and then he sacrificed chatos, then there's money left over. So he passed in moiser chatos, that which is left over from a chatos, is nedava. A chatos itself can't be left over, you have to kill it, if you could, I mean, you know, starve it to death. But the money left over, after you bought the chatos, that can go to nedava. So if the last korban in your sequence was a chatos, and then you had money left over, then it goes to nedava. Okay? However, Vimkarvu Shlomo Basov, there's no, the order of the korbanos of a nazir is not an impediment. So if Shlomi was the last korban, so then Mutsar Shlomi, the leftover funds are Shlomi. Because Mosar Chatos goes to Nadava, which means Olos. But Mosar Shlomi goes to Shlomi. So it depends which the last one sacrificed. Amar Abizir said, not true. I feel this is basically the Bible, the same thing. I feel the korban shlomo lebasoif, even the shlomo was the last korban is brought, halacha achas ibn ozir, which means halacha l'moshe b'sinai, shetei mosar nadova, whatever funds are left over, regardless of the sequence of the korbanos, those funds left over are nadova. Masisim b'sayadeh, masisim b'sayadeh, we have a brice which goes like each one. Masisim b'sayadeh l'rabi zero, so there's a brice which goes like rabi zero, which holds halacha l'moshe b'sinai. What does it say? Elein mos stumim. This is money which is not designated. What are we talking about? Kol shedmei chatos mesos muravos mibayan. Anytime when there's money in the pot, which theoretically should have gone to a chatos, which has to die. So let's say our mission. A woman was set aside money for a chatos, and hold on to Shlain, because she was in the zero. Then her husband was made for a Nazirus. So that money would go, if you had a chatos already from that money, that chatos would have to die, right? So there's money of a chatos mesa in this pot, right? She set aside a place, each carbon cost, let's say, $50. Set aside $150. Of this $150, $50 would have gone to buy a chatos, and that chatos would have to be starved to death, right? So says the Gemara, Ele mostu min koshet mei chatos muravas mesos muravas ben. Vafilu hifrish de mei chatos mesos lochan. Even you set aside the $50. In other words, you took out the $50 and said, "Oh, this $50 is the awesome $50. I'm going to toss this into the Dead Sea, into the Yam HaMelech." Nonetheless, the money which is left, most tumimim, they're considered to be money which is generic, right, because it was designated, and it goes to Nidava, right? Why'd you go to Nidava? The Chatos is taken out first. The money left over is Ola and Shlomim. So let's say, if you hold like the opinion that the sequence of Karbonis is critical, so if you took out the money of the Chatos first, and you left the money of Ola Shlomim, so that it should be like whatever the last korban is. By virtue of the fact that it says, even if you took out the money of the chatos, it still all goes to Nadova. That's a Rabbi Zero holds that it's a loch, Moshe B'Sinai, by this Nazir, that whatever sequence the korbanos were designated in, no matter what, whatever's left over goes to Nadova. Okay? Well, I don't see it in the Yerushalmi, but I think the Bible, I think, uses that language explicitly, if I recall from today. I'm looking it up, yeah. Matisim said Rav Chista. The surprise which arrived Rav Chista. The guy said, Elu chatos, see? This is for my chatos. Vashan is Yerushalmi, the others for the rest of my Naziris, meaning the Yerushalmi. Shlomi. Umeis, and he dies. Maal in Bekulon. Then there's Me'ila and all the money. Not a part of the money. It's interesting terminology. What it means is there's money in a pot together, right? There's chatos, olon, shlomim, money, right? So there's if you do It let's say the chasma is by itself, that's $50. And then you have the $100 of Olin Shlomi mixed together. In order to commit Mila, you have to be moil in all the money. I don't know if all of it, but at least in $51. Because there's no Mila and Shlomi. So if you're only moil in $50 worth, maybe the $50 you committed Mila against was the $50 of the Shlomi. So in order to be considered that you committed Mila, you have to do Mila on all $100. Again, I'm not sure if it's cap all $100 or $51. Because I don't know if Mila requires that you moil in the entire amount of carbon, even part of it. But anyway, the bottom line is they have to be moiling more than $50. Okay? So that's a moiling bekulon in all of the funds, a little bit sus and not in part of the funds, because part of the funds are designated to shlomi, right? So, again, Elochadus is Sharon's, you'll see mace, and the guy died, moiling bekulon, you only moil if you damage all of them. Family and Sussan. Now, if the guy died, actually, then even all $150 are together. There's no Me'ila on funds which are designated to Chatas Mesa, because they're not going to come to fruition ever. There's no Me'ila on Shlomi, because there's no Me'ila on Shlomi until after it's slaughtered. The only Me'ila there is an Ola. So you have to actually be Me'ila, let's say all $150 come work together. You have Me'ila either at least in $101, maybe in all $150, right? So, V'lo Amar, but it doesn't say here, be mace yiplu b'nedava. If you hold that mace and nazir is all for nedava, so that means all the funds left over, at least the $100 besides the chatas money, is nedava, is all ola. If you hold like Rav Zira, it's aloha moshe b'sinai, so whatever's left over from a nazir becomes olas nedava, so none of it's going to shlomi, right? The only way you can go to Shlomim is if you hold like Rav Chisda, that where the last carbon sequence is a Shlomim, then whatever's left over can be a Shlomim. But if you hold it, no matter what the sequence is, whatever is left over after the Chatas money is set aside, is for Ola, then why didn't be more? More than $50. Why didn't be more than Bukulon? Even any amount of money that you take is from the what's designated for the Dova, and the Dova equals Ola. So it must be that this price holds, that it's not that automatically money goes into Zava, and that's like Rav Chisda. Okay? On Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said further, Moisa lechem nazir, what the nazir set aside his bread already. By the way, it's not chametz, if I recall correctly, it's matzah, but it's called lechem anyway. So you're okay if it's got a rot. On Rav Yosef Yos, that's good, you're saying good. La kriva b'vniyatim yetzel yoch, you can't sacrifice it by itself. Shein chol lechem kriva b'vniyatim, there's no bread brought on its own. But even in the Zirus Acheres, Einat Yochol, you can't sacrifice any other Nazirus. Shein Lechon Nazirus Bob Lolechem, every Nazir's got to bring his own bread. BYOB. The Funkei Tzorach Lomar, that's what you have to say. Mosar Lechem Nazir, you know, okay, it's got to rot. Sarin Mamma, the one to say, Hu Moisar Lachmo, that's true about his bread. Hu Moisar Nesarcha, that's true also about the wine and oil libations he would bring. Amrezer Bun Na'ah, Moisar Nesarcha, whatever's left over the wine oil libations, kachi kadoshim minu. It's kachi kachim. As a halacha, that the leftover kachi kachim yiplu in the dava. I guess it's also halacha moshe b'sinai, even though he doesn't say that. I see them as I go through shas, that no kachim concepts stick in my mind. At least they don't stick in my mind anywhere near as much as any other concept. So I have no recollections from kachim. I guess that's because I'm not really a brisker. But in any event, so kachim, they fall. But anything left over from kachim means not shlomi. Any other carbon that can go to nedava. So therefore, the nesachim can go for nedava. Okay, because the nesachim are kachim. Al daiti Rabbi Yosi Rabun, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Shmuel. According to Yosi Rabun, the following three Amorim said the same thing. Shmuel, Rav Chisar, Rav Lezer, Shlosh, Armu, Dover, Echad. What's that? That kachi, whatever's left over is Nedova. Rav Chista, Hinda, Echad. Rav Chista, that's what we just learned about the Nesachim. No, not about the Nesachim. Rav Chista, is that which we just learned? That... It's a toy about is it one who said it? No, Rechis is the one who said that that's the rot, because that's Moser. I guess Rechis is left out. Rechis was said Moser Lechem Yerakev, and we said according to him it's only the bread and not the Nesachim. So I guess that's what it means. In other words, that statement of not the Nesachim, that is attributed to Rav Chisda, because he only said the bread, and therefore you say Moser Kachi Kachi, we can go to the Nedava. Shmuel, what's the case of Shmuel? The Mar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Adan Atom Wastum Bavel, Shami's call Rabbi Yossi, I heard the voice of Rabbi Yossi, Shalom Rabbi Shmuel, but asked Rabbi Shmuel, Hivish Shiklo Mace. What if a guy set aside his shekel, Chamachtis or shekel, and he died? Then Yiplun is Amalek, obviously Kemba's Machtis or Shekel in the carbon of Sibur of that year, because he's not part of the Sibur anymore, he's dead. So I relate, so he said Yiplun is Dava, the money goes to Nedava. So that money was set aside for carbon of Sibur to Kachim. If the guy dies, the money goes to Nedava. So we see that Moser Kachim, Kachim, and Nedava, according to Shmuel, goes to buy optional Olos. And what about Rabbi Elazar, even though his name is missing here, but you'd say Rabbi Elazar? Moser Asiris Ha'ebashlot from the following case. The Kohen Gadol dies, or even if he doesn't die, he set aside money for Asiris Ha'ebashlot, carbon Kohen Gadol to bring pancakes every day, right, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, for an Asiris Ha'ebashlot flour. So he set aside money for that purpose, and the money is left over. Rabbi Yochum Ha'elichli Ha'amelch, the money left over goes to the Dead Sea. Goes to Nedava. Why? Because Kachi Kachi, whatever's left over, goes to Nedava. Okay? Period. Going on. Rabbi B'Shem Rav. Rabbi B'Shem name Rav. Most stupid. Meaning that which we say it's a cute Gemara, one of these Gemaras which you don't know, farm science, makes no sense to you. It says, by money, you could say the $150 Ola, Shlomi, and Chatos all mixed together, but not by animals, because the animals are all different. I'm just reading for the name Moshe, I would have no clue. He says that the one which is female goes to Chatos, the one which is male goes to Ola, and the isle, the ram who's 2 years old, goes to the Shlomi. So even if you have three animals that are not designated, it's never shaykh to call them Stumim, because they're all identifiable. To us, they all look like barnyard animals. But every carbon has a specific barnyard animal allocated to it, and therefore, since each animal is different, there's no stuming. You know by definition which one was intended for which purpose. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshet said, the Tanike, we also had the Brisa like this. The Brisa says, now not all Brisa is brought down here, but the pain motion brings on the whole Brisa. It says carbono. This is a story about by chatos brought by an individual. He brings carbono. Carbono means he has to be his carbon, not the carbon of his father. His father left over a carbon, but he's not yotzi with that carbon. Okay? And the now picking up with the rest of Bryce in the Gemara, V'tanike yochol le'etziv karmavi, maybe it's not yet to his father's carbon, but if hema she'ifish minakala, maybe his father could commit a lighter sin, right? V'luchamura, and he committed a more grave sin. Say his father, for example, who had relations with an ancient siege, which is chenek, and he committed relations with chveis, nara murasa, which is skila, right? So both of you do b'shoke, he can bring a chatos. So maybe he can use his father's karba, which are less severe avera, for his more severe avera. Or mina chamur of his father committed a more severe avera, lakala. He can't use it for his less severe avera. Or mina kala from one type of less severe avera, lakala to another type of less severe avera. Or mina chamur from one type of more severe avera, lakamura for a more severe avera. Shekain, and why can't you do that? Shekain eno migaleach al behemas aviv nazirus. Because the halacha is, if your father was a nazir and he died, and he left you an animal, which he was intended for you to be a princess, to use for his nazirus, and you're a nazir now too, you can't use his animal. But if he left aside money, it's a special, again, halacha much misinai, that he used the money he left over. So maybe that's different, right? Maybe Zoytze with the father's korban, but most, not with an animal, but with money, the sheafish, which his father set aside. Minakala chamura, from the lighter to the more severe. Minakamura lakala, and from the more severe to the lighter. Minakala lakala, and from the less severe to the less severe. Minakamura lakamura, and from the more severe to the more severe. Shkenim galecha mos nazirus. Because he can, because he can use his father's money left over for his own nazirus. His mind changes, assuming love is on shin for Hashem, as long as his father did not designate the money for specific korbanos. Tamulomar, that's why the pasuk has to say, korbono, his korbon, be korbono, eichu hu yotze, with his own korban is yotze, and a yotze korban shalavi, by regular chatos, you can't use the father's korban. Only by nazirus, not by regular chatos. Okay? So it says the Gemara, "Kshu eitz lamos umaskus tumi." Now this brayso, when it talks about money, it talks about money which is not designated. But when it talks about an animal, it doesn't mention susumin. Why is that? Because obviously an animal has no concept of susumin, because you can always tell what the animal is designated for based on its gender and its type. Okay. Behema, now however the Gemara qualifies, it's not that simple. Behema ain't all that hilchus tumin b'tchila. An animal initially has no halacha of sasum. Yesh la hilchus tumin b'sof, but there is a concept of sasum at the end. The Gemara will explain what that means in a minute. Money, on the other hand, yesh la hilchus tumin b'tchila, it has halacha being generically designated, meaning not designated at the beginning. Vein aleim hilchus tumin b'sof, but not at the end. Okay, how do we explain this? Let's start first with money. Most yishlei most ilchus tumi b'tchila. By money, there's halach of sasum. It's not specified initially. The details we learn halach most tumi. A person had an unspecified fund set aside for nazirus. You buy nadava, they all go to buy nadava. Behema ain't olea ilchus tumi b'tchila. As we learned as well, the times learned Rishim Gamli Omer hevi shlosh behemos. If he brought three animals to a peerage and he didn't designate it, nonetheless, it's considered to be the one which is suitable. It's not brought down here, but the mission later on says the one suitable chatas for the chatas, one for the ola zola, one for shlomi shlomi, because we know what the animals look like, gender and type. However, that we knew. Now we come to parts that we didn't know from before. Most ain't a lame yilchus tumim baso. There is no concept of generic at the end. What's that mean? It's not what it means. Elu lechatosi. If the guy said this money is supposed to be for my chatos, the elu v'shara l'shara nazirusi, and the rest goes to the rest of my nazirus, meaning the olam shlomim, umeis, and then he dies. Molim bekulon yizmila, only if you take, if you're moel in all the money. Vei molim mitzos, and there is no milah for moel in part of the money. Why? If they're most stumim, let's say that all of them are olam shlomim together. So even if you use part of the money, it should still be milah. Why do you have to use all of the money in order to make a milah? It must be that once you set aside the chatos, the remaining funds are also as if they're separated into olam shlomim, and you just don't know which is which. And therefore, we see there's no lach of stumim at the end. At the beginning, there's a concept of stumim, that they're all mixed in together. And then, of course, you can, if the Nazir dies at that point, according to Alachah Moshe Messina, which Rav Zira said, they all become Nadova. But if you already set aside the Chatos, and now you have the Olo and Shlomi mixed together, so then I say, it's not stumim anymore. Part of them are Olo, part of them are Shlomi, I don't know which one. Okay? This is the price, of course, it's going like Reb Chista, that once you set aside the chatos, then the rest does not become automatically Ola. It subdivides into Ola and Shlomi. Reb Zira, even in this case, this price we said is not like Reb Zira. Reb Zira, even in this case, the rest of it is all Ola. Okay, so the specific price, which is not like Reb Zira. Behema yeshli chastumim basof. An animal does have a lach of stumim at the end. What's that? It's a cool case. Shivimos, you brought money. and the money was generic. The chilon alabema, and you use the money to buy an animal. What animal did you buy? Not a corpse. How would you buy? You bought a what? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. In other words, if you use the animal, the money set aside for korban to buy a chamor. Obviously, the chamor is not a korban, right? So that's, you took in a case where an animal is awesome, because you can't look at the animal and know what kind of a korban it's going to be, because ultimately, in order to make korban, is going to have to sell the donkey and buy something else. So here you have an animal, which is awesome, right? However, you use the money to buy an ox. Boom, Berchin, Reb Chia, Reb Line, Tavai, Armei, Meshem, Shemi, they both said name Shemi. Chadamar, Kamar, Vishmos, one said it's like setting aside money, because it's no way of telling. Chadamar, Kamar, Vishem, it's like setting aside an animal. So I don't know exactly what it means, it's like setting aside an animal. I guess it's like, the Corbinator wants to say it has to do with, it's not. What? Yeah, it's maybe tzvura to be an option. But I think maybe if it's a female ox, then it's considered to be as if it's the chatos, even though the chatos would be a female goat. But it's as if it's the chatos. If it's a male ox, you don't like that, do you? There isn't? How do you get little oxen? I don't know. I'm just guessing. There isn't a male ox and a female ox? If there isn't, then you have a very valid point. But it's, I don't know. But if there is, maybe it's a para. I don't know. Par and para are bull and, I don't know. I assume there's a, I don't know what an ox is. I thought an ox is a variation on a cow. It's a different type of cow. That was my impression. Or maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, that's because we don't know anything about animals. That's, okay, great. So that's the same, maybe that's what it means. My shame means if it's female, it's like the chat, if it's male, it's like the ola. But maybe not. Maybe you're right, maybe it's vis-a-vis tmura. If it's a chamor, can't make a tmura, but the ox, since, even though you're going to have to redeem it and buy other karbonos with it, but right now it's kadosh. Or the option the carbonator brings up, which is similar to yours, is it has to get a mum in order to redeem it. If it's chamor, it doesn't need a mum, because it's not a karbon, but if it's a shor, it would need a mum in order to redeem it. Okay, nizokechu min adam, malochei. If one of the bloods was sprinkled, any one of the three, any ochel afer, that's it. Time's up. He can't be made for anyone. Which is a shtickle mashma like the rugged trover. That's a special halacha, and it's not mashma the rugged trover. Scratch that. I wrote that aside my words, mashma the rugged trover, but not necessarily. It means that you're being made for an edit which already took place. You can't be made for after the fact. Right, that's basically what he's saying. He's finished, right. Even if one of the animals is slaughtered, not yet the blood sprinkled, any ochel after he can't be made for. But I'm for him, when is this true? But the when now she's getting shaved in order to complete her ears because she was torn the whole time. But if she's getting shaved now because she got tome, and she's going to have to keep the ears again, right? Then you're fair. You can be made for. Shulchan can say, if she be someone else, I cannot stand a repugnant woman. What's a repugnant woman? She can't drink wine. I can't live with my wife if I can't give her wine to drink. Remember, we learned the Ksumas, wine is very effective on women. So therefore, he doesn't want to have a wife who's not going to drink. Right? Especially Friday nights, right? If she be someone else. Rabbi Omer, apatiglachas atar yofir. Even if it's after the korbanos have been brought, before she's shaved, he can be made for. He's not a chosid. Shuyochlam, I can say, if she be shemugulachas, I don't want a woman with a shaved head. So therefore, he can still be made for even after the korbanos are brought. Okay? So it says, now here there are all sorts of kirsos. The first few lines, and the shaitar itself just takes out the first four lines. I think it's okay. He says, made for love if they sara. That can it be? How can you make for the how can you make for the carbonos, right? Just because he doesn't like her hair. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mishem, Rabbi Yosef, said, yeah, still he can do it. There's a Kosovo, a fair nidorea, hey, fair masholea. He pay first the dorim, he can be made for that which is upon her, meaning the carbonos. Bishol shu mefer nidorea, mefer masholea. He's made for the carbonos as well. In other words, just because, he doesn't like her hair. He can take carbonos, which he set aside and render them not carbonos anymore. That's terrible. So everyone's saying, that's there's a cost. A special law, you're allowed to be made for Nazirus, and then the Nazir, the Karbanos also, they're called Masha'aleah, they fall by the wayside. So special Xeris of custom, that's the way it is. He has the right to do so. Okay?
He didn't know about the Nazir for 30 or
29 years. Yeah, he didn't know. He was out of town, and she came back and found out. Yeah. So that's a special Xeris of custom. So again, it sounds like the Rogach over here, that's a special Xeris of custom. There's regular on first time, the Nazirus and the Nidorim, and then we read and need a special for us Nidorim by Nazirah to tell us that even though he's going to undermine, deconsecrate her Karbanos that way, then nonetheless he has the right to do that. Okay? That's a special, I want to emphasize that that's a very big chiddush, because L'chaira, once a person's obligated in a Karban, so that that obligation being Karban should tie the person in to the antecedent which generated that Karban. How can you possibly undermine that? It's like a nether, something which floats until it's fixed into something real. And here it got fixed into something real, into a carbon. So how can be made for? That's the special Xeris of custom in order to allow him to be made for in that situation. Right. Okay, on Rabbi Lezer, let's head to Rabbi Shimon here. That is going like Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon said is going to be explained momentarily. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Divrei HaKoli. It's going to everybody. Now, Mishanita Milosa Say Lase. Once it changes from a Losa Say to an Ase. Now, this is a very important thing. I was very happy today because I learned this Gemara like the Brisker Rav, or actually I learned the Rambam the Brisker Rav. Even before I had seen the Brisker Rav inside. The question they're dealing with is, how after one carbon has been slaughtered, or blood has been spilled, he's still being made for a nether. What is there to be made for? She's not in the zero anymore. Not in the zero. After Allah is, the Chatzin is supposed to bring all three. But with the Evan, once you brought one, she's already not in the zero anymore. She's allowed to drink wine. She's allowed to be Matamila Mason. So what is there to be made for? What? So, how can you make for the haircut? Now she's mechuyev to take a haircut. She's mechuyev to take a haircut. It's not a nether. Her nether's over. Now she's mechuyev to halacha. She has to take a haircut. It's a separate halacha. That's not a nether anymore. The nether was the nazirus. I have nazirus over, you have to take haircuts. Yeah. You have to, the nether is to keep a nazirus period. Yeah. It's not a nether to take a haircut. At the end of the nazirus period, take a haircut. So he can be made for her in the zeros. He can't be made for a haircut. Aye, now he doesn't want to take a haircut. True. But that the nether's over. What is he being made for? No, he can't be made for nether, my friend. So say, once the nether's over, he can't be made for anymore. So that's what Rabbi Lezer would say to Rabbi Shimon, who holds you can't even that a nazir, well, let's see what the word says. Rabbanan say, Va'acha yishta nozir yain. So, he wants to, well, actually, Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Shimoni, wanted to say, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds, that's why after the, I got it wrong. Our Mishnah says, after one animal has been, the blood has been sprinkled, you can't be made for anymore. Right? And he wanted to say, that's what Rabbi Shimon holds, that after one carbon is sprinkled, she's always in the zero. That's why you can't be made for after one the carbon's been sprinkled. Has been done. Because Rabbi Shimon holds it already, you're in the zero, is over, right? But Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei HaKoli, even Rabbanan, who hold that you cannot drink, you cannot, until the end of the all three carbons are brought, you can't drink wine and he can't, you can't be metame lo mesim. It's not a netter anymore. It's a mitzvah saseh. It's not a lo saseh. It's nitak from lo saseh became an aseh. So again, this is what the Brisker Rav says. It's a mitzvah now. In other words, let's see my quote inside. Rabbanan here, Rabbanan say, Achar yishteh nozir yain. Afterwards, the nozir drinks wine. Achar kolam asim alol. After all three korbanos are brought, Rav Shimon, afil achar maisi yechidi. Rav Shimon says, even after one korban is gone. So we wanted to say, the Rebbe would say, our Mishnah would say, after one korban, you can't be made for nozir anymore, like Rav Shimon, because like Rabbanan, she's still in the zira, her net is still in effect. No, says Rabbi Eichner. After one carbon, she's talking on the zero anymore. Hi, she's not supposed to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor be metame until she brings the other two. That's not her nether. It's not a losa, I say. If she doesn't catch at this point, she won't get malchus. It's a mitzvah for her to refrain. So therefore, talk to her and the zeros is over. She says the mitzvah to refrain from the things which are forbidden to a nazir, not alive, just the mitzvah to say until the third one is brought. The Rambam says that it's even, and the Rambam passes like this more. Everybody goes crazy. How can he pass things like that? Year after, so the first carbon, because he passed like Rabbi Shimon, but he passed in the Bible. The Brisker Rav says they didn't see the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Rabbanan hold that after the first carbon, you're downgraded, but it's still a mitzvah. And that's not the way the Rambam passes. Like Rabbanan, according to the Yerushalmi. Brisker Rav adds something else. It says she's not allowed to the Brahmin says not allowed to drink wine or become tamei until night, unless she got a haircut. So everybody asks, what does nightfall have to do with it? So Brisker Rav explains, we don't want this, so for her, it's not the pshat that she's not allowed to mamish, but rather we want the tigrachas, the haircut, to be samach to the karbanos, and this would be an interruption if she started drinking wine and being metamei mason between the karbanos and the haircut. But by the next day, if she hasn't taken your haircut, it's anyway not samach to the karbanos, right? So the next, so on that day, if she hasn't taken her haircut, she shouldn't drink wine nor be metamei mason, so as not to make a hefsek. But by the next day, it's already a hefsek by virtue of the fact that it was overnight. So then, even if she didn't take her tiglachas yet, she can already be metamei lemesim and drink wine. Okay? Fezu Ara Chizkiah. Chizkiah said, Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Elezer. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elezer. Define Bryce like Rabbi Elezer, excuse me. What does the Bryce say? It says, Vamed Varam Morim. When is this true? B'tiglachas Ataro. When she's going out of the Nazirus. Tiglachas Tuma, but if she's going back into the Nazirus because Tiglachas Tuma, Yofin, he can be Mefer, right? Shuyochel Omega say, if Shabbi Shinun Ruvelis, it's not possible to live with a woman who won't drink wine for another 30 days. Ha Tiglachas Tahara, but it sounds like Tiglachas Tahara, if she's getting her now, her Tiglachas Tahara, who's going now to the end of her nazirus, Anna Menuvelis, she's not considered to be disgusting. Man the Islay Tiglachas Anna Menuvelis, who's the one who holds that Tiglachas of Tara is not a problem for him because he doesn't care about having a shorn head. So little Rabbi Shimon, isn't that Rabbi Shimon? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boone. No, Rabbi Yisrael Boone said, Af Rebbe de Kavasa, Af Rebbe. Even Rebbe holds this way, because the Kavasar, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Apatiglachas Tara. No, just I'm making a mistake.
1 second.
I made a mistake. Sorry. Let me go back here. Masisim Sar Rebbe Lezer, Arm Bryce is like Rebbe, the Armish is like Rebbe Lezer, who says that this mission is going to like Rebbe Shimon, not like Rabbanan. In the Machlokas, you said Rabbi, he said it's going to be Shimon Alek Rabbanan, because he says Medvarim Moim Tiglachas Tara. It says we're talking about Tiglachas Tara. Av Tiglachas Tumi Yofel if you show you Yochum Ariyem Shavishim Nuvelis. But Tiglachas Tara Inu Nuvelis. It sounds like we're talking about a case where she's not Nuvelis, by Tiglachas Tahara, meaning, again, according like the Rambam I just mentioned, that she can get her, she can drink wine even before her haircut. Which it sounds like he can't be made for a neder after, while she's waiting to get her haircut when it's Pitara, because she can already drink wine, so she's not novellas. It's not a problem. Mandi said to Glachas in novellas, who holds that the haircut is not an impediment, that even after one korban, she can have of wine, even though she has both the Yochabas, even if she didn't get a haircut, Rabbi Shimon is not called Rabbi Shimon, so I'm just like Rabbi Shimon. So it says, no, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Af Rabbi Tkabasar. The Rabbi also holds that way. How so? Because Rabbi Omer, Abati Glachas Tara, Rabbi at the end of our mission said, by Tiglachas Tara, Yothar, he can be made for another wife, Shu Yochal Omer, because he could say, if she be Isha Migulachas, I don't want a woman who's going to shave. What about the fact she can't drink wine? It must be that Rabbi holds that she can drink wine already. So we see that also Rabbi, not just Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi called that she can drink wine already after the haircut. And it could be also after the korban. And could be also Rabbanon hold that way. She shouldn't drink wine until after the haircut. So that's like the Rambam says, only a mitzvah, but not an absolute lab that she can't drink it, so therefore it's not a neder anymore. So once we see that even Rebbe holds she can drink wine after Iglachas Tara, then it's fungible, and we can say also Kurna Bunner, maybe she can drink wine Mikra Din, it's just a mitzvah for her to wait, like the Rambam Paskins, right? When Rebbe Akiva said that after Shechita already shouldn't be made for a neder, that's only by Chatos. Shechatas psula shalolishma, because chatas psula shalolishma, meaning if you're made for the neder now, the chatas can't be brought for anything, right? It'd have to be carted out the carcass after you carted out the Beis Hamikdash. But if you're made for the neder after the ola shlamim, you continue and say it's an ola shlamim shalolishma, means she's not nazir anymore. But ola shlamim shalolishma, it still counts as an ola shlamim. You don't have to cart out the carcass, right? So meyata, if that's the case, I feel mechaim once you separated the chatos, even while it's alive. So it's like it's we're can't, the chatos is like wasted. So you shouldn't be able to make for the neder once he designates the chatos. No, and himself to go el b'shchita. It only has a problem. It only becomes literally a wasted korban once the korban is slaughtered. Well, it's alive. Okay, it might have to die. But that's not the same problem of having a waste of the carbon which is already shechted. Let's just get to Omer Beis so we can say we did two block. Aish Madras Beno Benozer. Alach Moshe B'Sinai. Oh, actually, it's not true. It's a machlokas in the Bavli. The Rishon doesn't bring it down. It's Alach Moshe B'Sinai because of Chinuch. A father can make a son a Nozer. Ben Aish Madras Beno Benozer, but not a mother. Ketzad how so? Gileach Osh Gilchul Kruvin. Now this case doesn't go directly back to the Reish, but it says it's also either part of the Lachim Mishnah, part of the Takonah Rabbanan. If he himself shaves, if the father shaves the kid, or relatives shave the kid, and they're making a micha, or he protests, the kid himself protests, or Shemichul Kruvin, or the relatives protest, then that cancels the Nazirus. So it's all part of this weird Zeres HaKosuf, that the father can make a son a Nazir, he can protest, the father can protest, and the relatives can protest, and maybe even the kid himself can protest. We'll speak about that again in Mirza Shem on Monday.